Christian Audio presents Understanding Baptism by Bobby Jameson, narrated by Daniel Patterson. Introduction. Hello, and welcome to this brief book on baptism. I might even call it a booklet. You can call it whatever you like. Would you like to come in and take a seat? I can show you around a bit before we get started. But first, let me tell you a little bit about you, or at least who I expect you to be. If we were doing this in person, I'd ask you about yourself instead of telling you about yourself. But we're doing this in writing, so the best I can do is guess. My best guess is that there are basically three kinds of people who will read this book, all of them Christians. If you're not a Christian, I'm glad this book found its way to you. But there are lots of other books about Christianity I'd encourage you to read first. Start with the Four Gospels and Greg Gilbert's book, Who is Jesus? And I'd encourage you to get together with a Christian friend to talk about the Bible and what it means to follow Jesus. In any case, the first kind of person I expect to read this book is someone who believes in Jesus but hasn't yet been baptized. Maybe you don't really know what baptism is. Maybe you know what baptism is, but you aren't sure why you need to be baptized. Maybe you wonder if your baptism really was a baptism. You were an infant or were so young, you don't know if your profession of faith was real. This booklet will address all these questions. My goal for you is that, if you're a Christian who has not yet been baptized, this book will convince you to take the plunge, since it's impossible to write a book on baptism without at least one groan-inducing water pun. It's best to get it over with. A second group I hope will read this book are Christians who are simply interested in learning more about baptism. Surely there are at least a few of you out there. You've already been baptized, but you want to think more about this command that Jesus gave his church. Maybe you want to know better how to explain baptism to new believers or non-believers. I hope this book will provide biblical answers to questions you're asking, and even questions you're not asking but maybe should be. A third kind of person I expect to read this book is a church leader, especially a pastor. By God's grace, pastors are often in the position to baptize new believers, and they also strongly influence how their church practices baptism and what their church recognizes as baptism. Pastors also set the pace for whether their church requires baptism for church membership, an increasingly debated issue. I don't expect you will agree with every jot and tittle in this book. There are so many issues here that Christians disagree about. Nonetheless, I hope you will find it a useful resource for your members, even in those places where you and I might disagree. And who knows, maybe I'll even persuade you. I've found it useful to give away books to church members even when I don't agree with everything in them, and I'll say so, just to get them thinking about the topic at hand. Throughout the book, I have all three audiences in mind. We begin with the question, what is baptism, in chapter 1. Chapter 2 asks, who should be baptized? Chapter 3 biblically evaluates the practice of infant baptism. In chapter 4, I demonstrate why the Bible requires baptism, that is, believers' baptism, for church membership. Chapter 5 examines a few scenarios in which something Christians are calling baptism actually isn't. And chapter 6 offers some practical guidance for how churches should go about baptizing believers. Before writing this little book, I wrote a heftier one called Going Public, Why Baptism is Required for Church Membership. That book aims more directly at church leaders and focuses tightly on the question implied in its subtitle. I borrow heavily from Going Public in Chapter 4, moderately in Chapter 6, and sparingly in a few other places. My thanks to the publisher for permitting this borrowing. My thanks to you for taking the time to read this book. I pray it helps you follow Jesus and help others follow Jesus. Chapter 1. What is baptism? What would you do if you were wading in a swimming pool and a friend came up behind you and dunked you under the water? You could simply forgive your friend, a solidly Christian move. You could retaliate in kind. You could even escalate the aquatic conflict, waiting until your friend got out and dried off before shoving him or her back into the pool. So, which will it be? Take 2. What would you do if your friend sneaked up behind you, dunked you?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?